Pod Culture, episode 503, Cat Farts and Peep Poops, part D.
Hello, this is Sylvester McCoy, the seventh Doctor Who. You're listening to Pod Culture.
Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into at least two parts, and then sent down your podcast feed. If you've missed the first part of the show, don't worry. Head back to the website, podculture.com, and download the rest. And now, on with more of Pod Culture. Alrighty, and we are back. With the geek cuisine I am forcing upon people, and Adam has already figured out what it is.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
What is it?
It's tangerine.
Here we
I'll
go.
I'll tell you that.
That doesn't make us feel better.
Huh?
That doesn't make us feel better.
What? Oh, I feel great!
It's not booze.
It's not booze?
Not booze.
No, but it's caffeine.
I miss you, Crystal.
I miss you too, Christina. Why aren't you here? Ah. Next time.
Not too much. Adam knows, and he's saying not too much. Wait a second.
Ew. I just took a big sniff, and it just, ew. It smells like tangerine cleaning solution.
Fabuloso.
Meaning it'll clean you out.
And we should feed this to the cat.
Ew. I think somebody already probably did.
Oh, this is fucking Red Bull.
No, it's Orange Bull. Yes, it is Red Bull.
Oh, boy.
It's a new flavor.
Tangerine.
Or new for me. Tangerine. The orange edition. The cranberry Red Bull is fucking amazing.
Thank you for the cross.
Thank you for the blessing.
We need that.
I'm not even Catholic.
That doesn't mean shit. I'm Presbyterian.
Yeah. Mm. Get ready for last.
Do that
Christina,
shit.
Get ready for last rites.
We do not do the sign of the cross. Mm. No, we don't.
What?
Don't Presbyterians do the sign of the cross?
No.
Oh.
It's just us.
Oh. Lutherans do.
Lutherans Catholic light.
That is kind
of... Ugh. Yuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is going to taste great after all that sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is...
I like it.
I mean, it's
marginally,
not the worst thing I've
tasted. Yeah, it's marginally tangerine.
Well, it's a lot of tangerine.
Yeah,
I can barely taste it.
I freaking hate some Red Bull, and that's not horrible.
Yeah.
My favorite Red Bull incident of all time is, of course, there's a Major League Soccer team here in the United States, the New York Red Bulls. And I remember when one of my players from my team scored a goal against them, ran to the sideline, grabbed a can of Red Bull, popped it open, took a big swig, made a disgusted face, and spat it out on the ground. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Take that, Red Bull.
I like the flavor. I will give you the regular Red Bulls, definitely an acquired taste.
It's some nasty.
Apparently the Four Loko Gold tastes a lot like Red Bull.
Well, then I don't taste it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Hell no.
Oof.
No.
So
this one, you know, it's...
Shit is bad for you, too.
Probably.
Let's see. Sugar, Red Bull, alcohol... What could go wrong?
Exactly.
It's like Kool-Aid.
Wow. My pulse rate is probably about 360 right now.
It's okay. I wouldn't be happily sipping on a Red Bull, but this is okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you really need to wake up.
Well, I did when you brought in those the other flavors. The what was it? Blueberry,
the blueberry, cranberry, and lime.
I did like the.
I didn't like the cranberry.
I like the cranberry and the blueberry. I think those are pretty good.
The cranberry does sound really...
I got a cranberry one in there if you want.
No, I don't want to crack it open just for that. It sounds like it would be
good. The cranberry one is really, really good. But the tangerine, I saw it when I was out, and I'm like, you know, I got to try that.
Maybe if they had gone more citrusy even, just
a little bit,
really give you a more citrusy one, that could have been even better.
They had a lime one that was okay.
Lime?
Yeah.
It tasted like...
Oh, yeah, no. I can't do Sprite.
Yeah, Sprite always seems like when you're sick.
Yeah. See, Sprite, 7-Up, ginger ale, even if I'm
ginger
not sick.
Ginger ale isn't quite that bad for me.
That's my wife's go-to when I'm not feeling well drink.
Right.
2-liter ginger ale, yes, dear.
It's a psychological thing for me. Like, it will make me sick to my stomach to drink any of those things.
Ginger ale, tomato soup, and grilled cheese. I'm not feeling well. Oh, comfort foods.
There you go. And bad TV.
Yeah, well, that's... This wasn't awful.
No, I like it.
And for a person who does not like Red Bull at all,
I just
drank Red Bull. And same here. I'm not upset.
And I'm not gagging.
Yeah. It's a lot smoother than
nobody
I thought.
Died.
Nobody died.
Nobody died. Christina's like, I'm glad I missed that one. Not yet, bullet. Did you just Donna?
What?
Did you just Donna?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Smith and Jones. This works wonderful for an audio podcast.
Yes,
but yes, all right.
Christine is making lots of hand signals.
Yeah, it seems for you to say.
We're going to do the next segment.
How much beer have you had?
Sign language. The first sign language podcast.
Wait, it wasn't Smith and Jones. It was Partners in Crime.
Partners in Crime. Smith and Jones was Freema.
Yes.
Right. Speaking of which, where the hell did she go? Oh, she's over there asleep.
She's blended in.
Alrighty. And we will be back with more of the show right after I crack open another Red Bull.
Definitely staying awake now.
Bull.
Cheer them on so proud. Depowered girl, keep staring at her face. And call Colossus and have him teach me ways. And then we'd exercise. I'd be one of the guys. With martial arts from Iron Fist and Wong. Call Dazzler up and teach her all my songs. Oh, I wanna live in a world full of heroes. Not cooking up these heroes. My parents' restaurant now. I wanna yell at Avengers Assemble. Not order up for Ethel. Yeah, we're out of cheeky now. Say Emma Frost and have her read my mind. Or Magdalena, her artifacts I find. And now we catch a symphony. It'll just be her and me. Call Bucky Barnes and arm wrestle for hours. This is NMA and bring her lots of flowers.
It's time to dive into the pod culture pantry. Come up.
Dive is an apt word.
Yes. Come up with a new geek cuisine
segment.
Speaking
of scuba.
And normally, when the significant others of the host send stuff to the show, like, you know, Carly sends stuff for the show all the time. She's not here to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one is probably, I'm actually going to say, our most frightening geek cuisine today.
I'm really scared.
Yes. Yeah. Even more so than the zombie jerky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we knew that was fake.
Turkey and gravy soda. Or the Brussels sprout soda.
Hibiscus.
Or possibly even the hibiscus candied.
I'd gladly eat another hibiscus.
Right.
Yeah. Crystal. I am so glad you're here because this would not be near as much fun if you weren't.
I got in my little bag of tricks here that I brought today.
Where'd you get them from?
I got them from Jungle Jim's in Cincinnati.
Okay. Jungle Jim's is fucking awesome.
It's a big international supermarket. Well, it's actually, I was telling Adam, when you walk in, it's actually like two sections.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in and you're like, this looks just like Kroger. Like, it's nothing special. And took his sister and I went up there. And Adam's
had a girl's day.
And we went to IKEA and went to Jungle Jim's.
Ooh,
and honestly, those
IKEA.
Two things took our entire day.
Oh, yeah.
So we go in and we're like, well, where's all the cool shit, you know, in this in the supermarket? So we had to dig around a little bit. We saw a big sign that international, walk that way, and it was like an entirely whole other
it's
grocery
a wonderland.
Store.
Wonderland.
If I'd known you were going, awesome. I had you bring back a case of Ting. So, soda is awesome.
And some scones.
It's a Jamaican grapefruit soda.
Ting.
Ting.
Mm-hmm. Ting. Oh,
tastes a little bit like squirt.
It's the thing, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
He bought a crap load of it the one time we went, and he only drank like three of them.
No, I had more than that. I had three left that sat in the refrigerator forever.
You had
forever.
A whole bunch left. Like, what are we going to do with them?
Maybe save them for a rainy day, mm-hmm. maybe.
No, because then the cinnamon gets on the bottom, and it's pretty scary.
Ew.
Yeah. But yeah, Jungle Gym's is a pretty cool place. We've
like
been
an
there.
Adventure.
It's super cool.
So what did you find?
My first time there, and I was, you know, thinking of Greek cuisine, thinking of you guys, mm-hmm. of course.
Thank you.
So
maybe.
Thoughtful.
Yeah,
thanks. So thoughtful, right? That I brought you back this amazing thing to try.
Mm-hmm.
And before we actually came to record tonight, I had everyone sit and watch a YouTube video that Adam and I had discovered quite a while ago.
Yes.
And have laughed hilariously at it and all the related ones.
This whole series.
And I don't know what the series is called, but it's
true
called
True Facts.
True Facts. Okay. Mm-hmm. But this one was True Facts about the cuttlefish. And if anybody has seen it, it's like this weird little squid thing. It's like, I think it's actually like in the squid family. It's a mollusk.
Yeah.
It's not actually a fish, but it is really creepy and weird looking, and check it out for yourself.
And moves around by puking through a straw.
Yes.
Puking through a straw and waving its skirt.
And they mate with their faces. Yeah. Smash their faces together.
The male gently grabs the female's face
and
inserts a tentacle
into it.
Inserts a tentacle into what is what he hopes is not her nose.
Yeah. If it is her nose, your nose gonna get pregnant.
Get pregnant.
So it's a real life face hugger.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
So, on that note, when I was at Jungle Gyms, I found this really amazing, and I wish you guys could see the packaging. This really amazing
Take a
thing.
Picture.
And it says on the front, flavored squid. However, when you look at the back, it is cuttlefish.
Yeah.
And it is cuttlefish jerky. Sorry, I'll take a picture.
That works so well for an audio podcast.
I had to pause for a picture there.
Because this is just so amazing. We have to memorialize this. This is made in Thailand.
Flavored squid.
And it is...
what flavor?
It's cuttlefish.
It's fish jerky.
It's flavored squid, but what flavor?
It's squid flavored.
It's squid flavored.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid.
But it says it also includes chili, sugar, salt, and pepper, which sounds like a very strange combination. And there are very few words on this in English
that we can actually read.
Run away!
There's actually quite a few languages on it.
Yeah, that, there's what appears to be Japanese or Chinese on the front. There's Taiwanese, and I don't know. But it looks amazing.
Open it up and let's get this shit over with.
Okay.
Pass it around.
Well, do we want to wash it down with this?
Yes, let's go ahead and do a twofer here. I'll pass around the... plenty
cups?
Of little magic green cups.
Do we need ice for anybody? Okay.
No.
So I also brought along this green soda that came from there. It's called a bug barf.
And wait, what?
Bug barf.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yum. And it looks amazing. It actually has a bug on the front of the label that's barfing.
Lovely.
So it just kind of shows you what it's going to taste like. And it says the flavoring in it is actually kiwi and pineapple.
Okay.
It sounds terrible.
That can be all right.
But then it's called Bug Barf, so I don't know.
It should have been honey.
It kind of looks like the color of the drink we had last time.
See?
Green.
Brad has bottle openers.
I like
yes,
Bug Barf.
Yes, I do. I have a bottle.
I like honey.
Give me.
So here we are.
Honey is good.
Oh, it's a
Let's
twist open.
Up the squid.
Oh, I'm so
excited. Yeah, something smells fishy. this girl was raised on a farm, and she just went, ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah, it smells quite gross, actually.
Yeah, I'm so afraid.
And it's sticky, so I can't get it out.
Oh, great. It's oozy.
Sticky.
This
is from all those countries that eat the things that you don't want to eat.
Oh, yeah, it smells like fish. Okay. Like, it smells like a fish product,
of
course.
It smells like rotten fish.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll give it pass around. Ripping off.
It smells like cat food.
Clara.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Clara.
Oh, Clara might like it.
Oh, we can feed it to the kitty.
Thanks.
Glenn, by the way, has been like, I'm not eating this.
I'm so scared. Are you sure we're recording? Because I'm not doing this twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're recording.
Okay. I'm kind of iffy about seafood.
So, and by
that
the way, like this
Alaskan
package.
White fish.
Oh, God. It's. Oh.
I told you it was sticky.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it was that like sticky.
Well, it's like tape sticky.
It's got sugar in it.
So,
oh my god, it smells like feet.
Oh, you have so this
you can have mine.
We
have a huge
smell like
package
food.
Of this stuff. So,
take
guys,
little
eat
bites,
up.
Brad.
Eat up.
Take a little bite.
Someone that has.
Wait. Oh. Somebody take
my
a
my god,
bite.
It does. It smells like Clara's cat food.
As someone that has fed a lot of cats, it smells a lot like.
Where the hell's Andy when we need it?
I know.
All right.
Oh, man.
I am going to go get the damn.
I need a camera. My camera is over here.
I guess we'll try the drink in a minute.
Yeah. Right. Take a picture of Brad's face.
Hold on. Wait.
You're going to need a Brad's face.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No, I'm getting this on video here.
Oh, God.
Okay. You guys put the shit on Vine or something?
You guys are going to love me.
I'm going to need vodka after this.
Okay.
Maybe I'll never be invited back again.
All right. So, Adam, are you rolling?
I'm rolling.
All right. Adam's rolling. Here is the cuttlefish jerky.
I'm just not going to picture it.
Take little bites. Little bites, Brad. You're not going to like the texture.
That's not terrible.
It's like a tortilla.
It's like a tortilla.
No, really. It cute. Is. It's not really bad. Is.
No, it's not. It's like a shrimp chip. Please don't chuck. Breathe through your nose. Slow through your nose. Through your nose.
Oh, goodness.
Please don't chuck.
It's not bad.
See?
I haven't tried.
Although Brad disagrees.
It has a shrimp-like.
Yeah.
It's not that
big
bad.
Big fan, huh?
Honestly, it tastes like...
Breathe through your nose.
Fish skin.
Breathe through your nose.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You allergic? Yeah.
That's nasty.
No, it's nasty.
Who told
just
you to eat the whole piece like a pig?
I know, it wasn't. It was just like a little sliver.
Mm. I told you to take little bites.
It was a little bite.
No.
You ate the
that
whole
was
piece.
A big piece.
Little bit. Little bites. Little bites.
Like nickel-sized piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not that
bad. And what's even worse is it stuck to my teeth.
You know, it isn't actually all that bad. Terrible. Mm. It's spicy, though.
It is kind of spicy.
Oh, that's
what do you think, Glenn?
That's weird.
It's not
terrible, right?
Not terrible.
I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of.
Cat food.
It reminds me of when you like eat a piece of fish, especially like a grilled fish, and it's got still some skin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you can still eat some of that.
It
like, it's almost like
a
got some dry heave in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does taste a little like a smells, but it's got some spice to it, like chili powder.
It does have a little spice.
I'm it's sorry,
like
Brad.
Oh, no.
He shouldn't have eaten
no,
a
no,
piece
no, I'm not, because... The worst ones are the most funny ones. And Adam will probably have this thing up on YouTube before we're even done recording.
Yeah. Facebook.
If he hasn't done that already.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
I'm really sorry I know what it looks like. Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. But.
I think if it wasn't the smell, I could, you know, be all right.
Yeah. What?
Glenn's like, I can't.
No,
you don't want it anymore?
I just can't.
No, I don't want it anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
But I don't even want the
it.
One I have.
I'm sorry I know what it looks like alive.
Yeah.
Because they freak me out alive. But, I mean, like, if I didn't know what it was,
yeah.
I'd be like, hey, this isn't bad.
Oh, so maybe it's a bad decision showing you the video before.
No, it's okay. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to put my finger on what it tastes like. Like something
cat
in
food.
The shrimp chip kind of like a, it has like a shrimpy kind of flavor to it.
It's a shrimp in it. Like shrimp ramen noodles?
Yes, that's it.
I tend to guess what kind of tastes
that's
like.
That's it. That's
shrimp
exactly
ramen noodles.
It.
But then like on jerky.
A little bit spicy.
Like almost
yeah.
like the package.
Flavor,
you know, the
flavor packet,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
they have the spicy
yeah.
shrimp
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. soup. And that's
that.
Exactly
yeah.
that's exactly it.
And yeah. I don't eat that.
I don't eat that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't hate it. It had like a, it almost had like a tortilla, like a dried tortilla kind of texture.
Yeah, well, yeah, the consistency was fine. It just, I think it really was the smell is what set me over the edge of the.
And see it.
Dude,
but
I would need
Doritos.
A big old C clamp to clamp down this
but
schnoz
you
of mine.
Eat Doritos.
Doritos are tasty.
You want another piece, Adam?
No, I'm good.
No, yeah. See, I think I actually
didn't
will
like
stack on this.
So, yeah, like I can see that. Like,
would you stack on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. You're just saying that, aren't you?
No, I'm not actually. Like, I might actually snack on it a little bit.
If you
wow.
No, I'm okay.
No.
No, if it didn't have the spiciness thing,
yeah,
I'd be
for me too.
I'd be
I'm
a
not
lot
a
better
big
off.
Man of spice either, but it is kind of. Spicy.
Where's Andy?
I know, Andy. You
zombie apocalypse.
You totally lucked out, Andy.
Yeah.
No kidding.
You know,
it's not.
I think Andy would be okay with this too.
I know Son of Freehold would palm it, the little bastard.
You have a glass.
You're so mean.
Oh,
he palmed the zombie jerky.
I don't blame him. That's
the picture of the puking bug.
You brought it.
Oh, yeah. I did.
The cute puking bug.
I don't know.
Oh, it smells good.
So do we need to go?
It smells like Sprite.
Oh yeah, it doesn't smell bad at all. I think you might actually like this bread.
Oh yeah, he's
barf. It does smell good.
Oh yeah, he's gonna like this.
I like the color.
It's nice. Looks like the.
It's not Jones Soda, but.
Oh, Brad likes the color too. It's green.
It looks like the absinthe that we did the other day.
Oh yeah, it does a little bit.
Have
you want some?
I still
got
green
some.
Elixir.
Maybe.
Okay.
Not right now though.
So
I want my bug barf pure.
Bug barf.
Ooh, this
rocks.
Is nice. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that is really good.
Yeah, that's nice. Not bad at all. It's like
and
a
it
liquid
is,
popsicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very.
But
I would say kiwi more than watermelon or whatever the other flavor was.
Pineapple and kiwi. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm getting more of a kiwi taste to it.
Yeah,
I can taste the pineapple though.
It's good.
I like. There's a pineapple soda I like.
There is a big pineapple.
Jarritos or something like that. It's a Mexican soda that's
it's
pineapple
good.
That I like. Mm-hmm. This is kind of.
Oh, barf.
Cool.
Yeah, the bug barf is pretty good.
It's a combination of the cuttlefish and the
bug barf
soda. But
it was almost Brad barf.
Yes, it was.
Because he ate the whole damn piece.
Hey, no! I took a little. I pulled a strip off of it.
Still too big. I told you it was too big.
Mm-hmm.
I warned you. Gotta start small.
I warned you.
I'm being a trooper. I'm going to finish the piece I have, but I will not have any more. Thank you.
Hey, pick up there, boyfriend.
This is right in front of my face.
Come on.
That too.
I was giving Glenn Nux. Come
in
on.
My face.
What?
Knuckles. Like, hey, yeah,
fist
good
bump.
For you.
All I heard was Glenn Nuts in front of his face.
Nux.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Like Knuckles. Nux.
Anyway. So
that's not that kind of podcast.
Squid jerky. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with a thumbs up.
I would go with a thumb sideways. If it wasn't as spicy, I would have appreciated it more. And if I didn't already know what it looked like, when I couldn't picture it looking at me, I was a little better off.
I love calamari.
See, I've never had calamari.
I love it. So good.
It's a fish that will rape your face.
See, my dad.
The cuttlefish?
Yeah.
My dad likes the calamari, so I think he'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and take some of them and see if you have.
Could you imagine my brother?
Yeah. he'll put some of that special seasoning on it.
Yeah, he probably would.
Which might make it better.
Bless his heart.
For sure, though.
I have problems with it on many levels and cannot give it a thumb sideways even. I'm sorry. But
even though you're finishing it?
Even though I'm finishing it.
Like he's a trooper.
Yeah.
I have to give it a thumbs up. And the reason I'm doing it,
really?
I'll give it a thumbs up.
Even though I almost puked?
Oh, yeah, because it, much like the hibiscus flowers, it's something that you have to try.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a once
you
got to
try this.
Right.
And I salute you for trying.
Yes.
And Clara?
Yes, do I.
You want to finish this?
No, you do not get that her.
She ain't even in here?
Give it two paws up.
Yeah. I mean, I would have thought with the smell of it, she would have come running, but.
She ran running the other way.
No. Please, she'll eat anything.
No kidding.
Oh, she can smell the spice.
Right. That,
yeah.
So, yeah, the whatever that is again, the cuttlefish jerky,
mm-hmm.
and the bug barf soda.
Flavored squid is what it says on the package.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a good two thumbs up.
Thumbs up there.
Okay. And I'm going to give... I'm giving the cuttlefish a thumbs up, too. This is actually a large package. It was extremely inexpensive. This was $3.
No way. Yeah,
$3. Wow.
They're almost giving it away.
Yeah.
Because they're like, please get this out of our store.
My God.
But, I mean, this is a huge package. And, I could snack on it. I'm kind of with Christina on the fact that it's got a lot of spice to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of spice. So I could only eat so much of it at a mm-hmm. time. But I really kind of like it. Yeah, it's good. Oh, and the bug juice. The bug barf was great.
I like that.
That was good.
Soda.
I give that a thumbs up.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
All right. And we will be back with more of the show right after we find the stomach pump.
Okay. Time for another flashback. Crystal, do you have anything?
Well, I haven't been around too much. I come when I can. And, of course, I mostly come for the geek cuisines because I am a big food fan.
Oh, God, I know where she's going.
So, my segment that I like the most, my best memory, is the cuttlefish segment.
Fuck, I knew she was going there.
Yay! Cuttlefish.
Oh, my God.
Who doesn't love squid? And squid in a jerky form. I mean, come on. The best food ever. See? He loved it.
I wasn't even there.
it's like a fruit roll-up, but it's cuttlefish.
It goes together like chocolate and peanut butter. It smelled like cat food.
It smelled exactly like cat food.
I have not seen the video of the true facts about the cuttlefish beforehand.
Mm.
I think it wouldn't have been so creepy.
But yes,
we had five just a few minutes prior.
Does cuttlefish sound so innocent?
Yes.
Those little bastards are nasty.
Yeah.
Well, they have sex through their noses, so that's one thing. There's something there.
That's a thing.
Because okay. Your nose might get pregnant.
Basically get pregnant.
Yeah. Nose babies.
Hey, Nick nose. Yeah, you. Cuttlefish.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
yeah, gosh. So, ladies and gentlemen, the infamous cuttlefish.
Woohoo!
It's time to dive into the pod culture pantry. Come up.
Dive is an apt word.
Yes. Come up with a new geek cuisine
segment.
Speaking
of scuba.
And normally, when the significant others of the host send stuff to the show, like, you know, Carly sends stuff for the show all the time. She's not here to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one is probably, I'm actually going to say, our most frightening geek cuisine today.
I'm really scared.
Yes. Yeah. Even more so than the zombie jerky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we knew that was fake.
Turkey and gravy soda. Or the Brussels sprout soda.
Hibiscus.
Or possibly even the hibiscus candied.
I'd gladly eat another hibiscus.
Right.
Yeah. Crystal. I am so glad you're here because this would not be near as much fun if you weren't.
I got in my little bag of tricks here that I brought today.
Where'd you get them from?
I got them from Jungle Gyms in Cincinnati.
Jungle Gyms is fucking awesome.
It's a big international supermarket. Well, it's actually, I was telling Adam, when you walk in, it's actually like two sections.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in and you're like, this looks just like Kroger. Like, it's nothing special. And took his sister and I went up there. And Adam's
girl's
and
day.
And we went to IKEA and went to Jungle Gyms.
Ooh,
and honestly, those
IKEA.
Two things took our entire day.
Oh, yeah.
So we go in and we're like, well, where's all the cool shit, you know, in this in the supermarket? So we had to dig around a little bit. We saw a big sign that International, walk that way, and it was like an entirely whole other
it's
grocery
a wonderland.
Store.
Wonderland.
If I'd known you were going, awesome. I had you bring back a case of Ting. So soda is awesome.
And some scones.
It's totally a Jamaican grapefruit soda.
Ting.
Ting.
Mm-hmm. Ting. Oh,
tastes a little bit like squirt.
It's the thing, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
He bought a crap load of it the one time we went, and he only drank like three of them.
No, I had more than that. I had three left that sat in the refrigerator forever.
You had a whole bunch left. Like, what are we going to do with them?
You can save them for a rainy day, maybe.
No, because then the cinnamon gets on the bottom, and it's pretty scary.
Ew.
Yeah. But yeah, Jungle Gems is a pretty cool place. We've
like
been
an
there.
Adventure.
It's super cool.
So what did you find?
My first time there, and I was, you know, thinking of Greek cuisine, thinking of you guys, mm-hmm. of course.
Thank you.
So
maybe.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, thanks.
So thoughtful, right? That I brought you back this amazing thing to try.
Mm-hmm.
And before we actually came to record tonight, I had everyone sit and watch a YouTube video that Adam and I had discovered quite a while ago.
Yes.
And have laughed hilariously at it and all the related ones.
This whole series.
And I don't know what the series is called, but it's called
True Facts.
True Facts? Okay. Mm-hmm. But this one was True Facts about the cuttlefish. And if anybody has seen it, it's like this weird little squid thing. It's like... I think it's actually like in the squid family. It's a mollusk.
Yeah.
It's not actually a fish, but it is really creepy and weird looking, and check it out for yourself.
And moves around by puking through a straw.
Yes.
Puking through a straw and waving its skirt.
And they mate with their faces. Yeah. Smash their faces together.
The male gently grabs the female's face and inserts a tentacle. Inserts a tentacle into what he hopes is not her nose.
Yeah. If it is her nose, your nose gonna get pregnant.
Get pregnant.
So it's a real life face hugger.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
So, on that note, when I was at Jungle Gyms, I found this really amazing, and I wish you guys could see the packaging. This really amazing
thing. Take a picture.
And it says on the front, flavored squid. However, when you look at the back, it is cuttlefish.
Yeah.
And it is cuttlefish jerky. Yeah. Sorry, I'll take a picture.
That worked so well for an audio podcast.
I had to pause for a picture there.
Because this is just so amazing. We have to memorialize this. This is made in Thailand.
Flavored squid.
And it is...
what flavor?
It's cuttlefish.
It's fish jerky.
It's flavored it's squid, but what flavor?
It's squid flavored.
It's squid flavored.
Oh my God, I'm so afraid.
But it says it also includes chili, sugar, salt, and pepper, which sounds like a very strange combination. And there are very few words on this in English.
So that we can actually read.
Actually run away.
There's actually quite a few languages on it.
Yeah, that, there's what appears to be Japanese or Chinese on the front. There's Taiwanese. And I don't know. But it looks amazing.
Open it up and let's get this shit over with.
Okay.
Pass it around.
Well, do we want to wash it down with this?
Yes, let's go ahead and do a twofer here. I'll pass around the... plenty cups. Of little magic green cups.
Do we need ice for anybody? Okay.
No.
So I also brought along this green soda that came from there. It's called a bug barf.
And wait, what?
Bug barf.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yum.
And it looks amazing. It actually has a bug on the front of the label that's barfing.
Lovely.
So it just kind of shows you what it's going to taste like. And it says the flavoring in it is actually kiwi and pineapple.
Well, okay.
It sounds
that could be all right.
But then it's called bug barf, so I don't know.
It should have been honey.
It kind of looks like the color of the drink we had last time.
See?
Green.
Brad has bottle openers.
I like bug barf.
Yes, I do. I have a bottle.
I like honey.
Give me.
So here we are.
Honey is good.
Oh, it's a
Let's
twist open.
Up the squid.
Oh, I'm so afraid.
Something smells fishy. This girl was raised on a farm, and she just went, "Ooh, that's nasty."
Yeah, it smells quite gross, actually.
Yeah, I'm so afraid,
and it's sticky, so I can't get it out.
Oh, great! It's oozy,
sticky.
You don't want to smell this.
This is from all those countries that eat the things that you don't want to eat.
Oh yeah, it smells like fish. Okay. Like it smells like a fish product.
It smells
of course,
like rotten fish.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll give
Thank
you.
Pass
around. Ripping off.
It smells like cat food.
Clara.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Clara.
Oh, Clara might like it.
Oh, we can feed it to the kitty.
Thanks.
Glenn, by the way, has been like, I'm not eating this.
I'm so scared. Are you sure we're recording? Because I'm not doing this twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're recording.
Okay. I'm kind of iffy about seafood.
So, and by
that
the way, like
Alaskan
this package.
White fish.
Oh, God. It's. Oh.
I told you it was sticky.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it was that like sticky.
Well, it's like tape sticky.
It's got sugar in it.
So,
oh my God, it smells like feet.
Oh, you don't have one? So this
you can have mine.
It
we have
a
huge package
food.
Of this stuff. So
take
guys,
little bites, Brad.
Eat up.
Take a little bite.
Someone that has...
Wait. Somebody take
my
a
God,
bite.
My God, it does. It smells like Clara's cat food.
As someone that has fed a lot of cats, it smells a lot like
Where the hell's Andy when we need it?
I know.
All right.
Oh, man.
I am going to go get the damn...
I need a camera. My camera is over
okay,
here.
I guess we'll try the drink in a minute.
Right. Take a picture of Brad's face.
Hold on. Wait.
You're going to need a Brad's
face. Oh, yeah. Wait. No, I'm getting this on video here.
Oh, God.
Okay. You guys put the shit on Vine or something?
You guys are going to love me.
I'm going to need vodka after this.
Okay.
Maybe I'll never be invited back again.
All right. So, Adam, are you rolling?
I'm rolling.
All right. Adam's rolling. Here is the cuttlefish jerky.
I'm just not going to picture it.
Take little bites. Little bites, Brad. You're not going to like the texture.
That's not terrible.
It's like a tortilla.
It's like a tortilla.
No, really, it cute. Is. It's not really bad.
Is. No, it's not. It's like a shrimp chip. Please don't chuck. Breathe through your nose. Slow through your nose. Through your nose.
Oh, goodness.
Please don't chuck.
It's not bad.
See?
I haven't tried
Although Brad disagrees.
It has a shrimp-like.
Yeah.
It's not that
Big
bad.
Big fan, huh?
Honestly, it tastes like...
Breathe through your nose.
Fish skin.
Breathe through your nose.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You allergic?
That's nasty.
No, that's nasty.
Who told just you nasty. To eat the whole piece like a pig?
I know, it wasn't. It was just like a little sliver.
Mm. I told you to take a little bite.
It was a little bite.
No.
You ate the
that
whole
was
piece.
A big piece.
A little bit. Little
no,
bite.
See,
little bite.
Like nickel-sized piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not that
bad. It was worse is it stuck to my teeth.
You know, it isn't actually all that bad. Terrible. Mm. It's spicy, though.
It is kind of spicy.
Oh,
what do you think, Glenn?
That's weird.
It's not
terrible, right?
Not terrible.
I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of.
Gap food.
It reminds me of when you like eat a piece of fish, especially like a grilled fish, and it's got still some skin on it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can still eat some of that.
It
like it's almost like
got some dry heaving there, but yeah,
yeah. It does taste a little like a schmaltz, but it's got some spice to it, like chili powder. Mm.
It does have a little spice.
I'm it's sorry, like Brad.
Oh, no,
he shouldn't have eaten the whole piece at one time.
I'm not because. The worst ones are the most funny ones. And Adam will probably have this thing up on YouTube before we're even done recording.
Yeah. Facebook.
If he hasn't done that already.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
I'm really sorry I know what it looks like. Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. But.
I think if it wasn't the smell, I could, you know,
cause,
be all right.
Yeah. What?
Glenn's like, I can't.
No,
you don't want it anymore?
I just can't.
No, I don't want it anymore. Okay. No, I'm good.
I don't even want the one I have.
I'm sorry I know what it looks like alive.
Yeah.
Because they freak me out alive. But, I mean, like, if I didn't know what it was,
yeah.
I'd be like, hey, this isn't bad.
Oh, so maybe it's a bad decision showing you the video before.
No, it's okay. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to put my finger on what it tastes like. Like something
cat
in the
food.
Shrimp chip, kind of like a. It has like a shrimpy kind of flavor
it
to it.
It's
like
shrimp
like
in
like shrimp ramen noodles.
Yes, that's it.
Guess what kind of tastes
that's
like?
That's it. That's
shrimp
exactly
ramen noodles,
it.
But then like on jerky,
a little bit spicy.
Like almost
yeah.
like the package
flavor,
you know,
flavor packet. Yeah,
because they have the spicy
yeah.
shrimp
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
soup, and that's
that.
Exactly
yeah.
that's exactly it.
And yeah. I don't eat that.
I don't eat that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't hate it. It had like a, it almost had like a tortilla, like a dried tortilla kind of texture.
Yeah, well, yeah. The
tortilla.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The consistency was fine. It I think it really was the smell is what set me over the edge of the...
See it.
Dude,
but
I would need a big old C-clamp to clamp down this
but
schnoz of mine.
But you eat Doritos.
Doritos are tasty.
You want another piece, Adam?
No, I'm good.
No, yeah. See, I think I actually
didn't
will
like
stack on this.
So, yeah, I'm like I can see that. Like,
would you stack on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
You're just saying that, aren't you?
No, I'm not actually. Like, I might actually snack on it a little bit.
If you
wow.
No, I'm okay.
No.
No, if it didn't have the spiciness thing,
yeah,
I'd be
for me too.
I'd be
I'm
a
not
lot better
a
off.
Man of spice either, but it is kind of. Spicy.
Where's Andy?
I know, Andy. You
zombie apocalypse.
You totally lucked out, Andy.
Yeah.
No kidding.
You know,
it's not.
I think Andy would be okay with this too.
I know Son of Freehold would palm it, the little bastard.
Do you have a glass?
You're so mean.
Oh,
he palmed the zombie jerky.
I don't blame him. That's
the picture of the puking bug.
You brought it.
Oh,
yeah.
I did.
Cute puking bug.
I don't know.
Oh, it smells good.
So do we need to
It smells like Sprite.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't smell bad at all. I think you might actually like this, Brad.
Yeah,
it does smell good.
Oh, yeah. He's going to like this.
I like the color.
It's nice. Looks like the...
it's not Jones Soda, but...
Brad likes the color, too. It's green.
It looks like the absinthe that we did the other day.
Oh, yeah. It does. A little bit.
You want some? West? Got
green
some.
Elixir?
Maybe.
Okay.
Not right now, though.
So, yeah.
I want my bug barf pure.
Bug barf.
Ooh, this rocks. Is nice. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That is really good.
Yeah, that's nice. It's not bad at all. Ooh. It's like liquid popsicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very... But carbonated. I would say kiwi more than watermelon or whatever the other flavor was.
Pineapple and kiwi. Yeah, I'm getting more of a kiwi taste to it.
Yeah,
I can taste the pineapple, though.
It's good.
I like... there's a pineapple soda I like.
There is a big pineapple.
Jarritos or something like that. It's a Mexican soda that's pineapple that I like. Mm-hmm. This is kind of...
Oh, barf.
Cool.
Bug barf is pretty good.
It's a combination of the cuttlefish and the
bug barf
soda.
It was almost Brad barf.
Yes, it was.
Because he ate the whole damn piece.
No! I took a little... I pulled a strip off of it.
Still too big. I told you it was too big.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta start small.
I warned you.
I'm being a trooper. I'm going to finish the piece I have, but I will not have any more. Thank you.
Hey, get away my nuts. Back up there, boyfriend.
This is right in front of my face.
Come on.
That too.
I was giving Glenn nuts. Come
in
on.
My face.
What?
Knuckles. Like, hey, yeah, nuts. Fist bump. Good for you.
All I heard was Glenn nuts in front of his face. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Like knuckles. Nuts.
Anyway. So
that's not that kind of podcast.
Squid jerky. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with a thumbs up.
I would go with a thumb sideways. If it wasn't as spicy, I would have appreciated it more. And if I didn't already know what it looked like, when I couldn't picture it looking at me, I was a little better off.
I love calamari.
I've never had calamari.
I love it.
So good. It's a fish that will rape your face.
See, my dad.
The cuttlefish?
My dad likes the calamari, so I think he'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and take some of them and see if you have...
Could you imagine my brother?
Yeah. he'll put some of that special seasoning on it.
Yeah, he probably would.
Which might make it better.
Bless his heart.
For sure.
I have problems with it on many levels and cannot give it a thumb sideways even. I'm sorry. But
even though you're finishing it?
Even though I'm finishing it.
Like He's a trooper!
Yeah.
I have to give it a thumbs up. And the reason I'll give it a thumbs up.
Even though
it
was puke?
Because it, much like the hibiscus flowers, it's something that you have to try.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a once
you got to try this.
Right.
And I salute you for trying.
Yes.
And Clara?
Yes, do I.
You want to finish this?
No, you do not give that to her.
She ain't even in
give
here?
Give it two paws up.
Yeah. I mean, I would have thought with the smell of it, she would have come running. But
she ran running the other way.
No. Please, she'll eat anything.
No kidding.
Oh, she can smell the spice.
Right.
Whatever that is again, the cuttlefish jerky and the bug barf soda.
Flavored squid is what it says on the package.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a good two thumbs up.
Thumbs up there.
Okay. I'm going to give... I'm giving the cuttlefish a thumbs up, too. This is actually a large package.
It was extremely
inexpensive. This was $3.
No way. Yeah,
$3. Wow.
They're almost giving it away.
Kids are like, please get this out of our store.
My God.
But, I mean, this is a huge package. And, I could snack on it. I'm kind of with Christina on the fact that it's got a lot of spice to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of spice, so I can only eat so much of it at a time. But I really kind of like it. Yeah, it's good. Oh, and the bug juice. The bug barf was great.
I like that.
That was
very
good
soda.
I give that a thumbs up.
Yeah,
so, definitely.
All right, and we will be back with more of the show right after we find the stomach pump.
If you had a machine that could take you anywhere in the universe at any point in time, where would you go? Me, I would go to the moon or the stars or the moons of Mars and drink a sonic screwdriver at some planet's dive bar and get an alien to come down to my place with me. Just be careful, I don't come down with a space VD. How cool would it be to go back to my past and see the old neighborhood where we had all those good laughs? I could seek out and find my old bully Big Reggie, then I'd sneak up behind him and give him a big wedgie. History is ours with the turn of a dial. We could ride the Titanic, at least for a while, or see the first Super Bowl and get a front row ticket. Or if you prefer a nice game of cricket, I'm easy. I'll go along anywhere, I don't care, just make sure that I can breathe the air. So
please let me in your little blue abode and show me how to use the commode. I want to ride in the TARDIS. I want to go the farthest. I want to see a caveman produce his first harvest. I want to see a dinosaur, a minotaur, and go on tour around the universe and see who's really smartest. I see you like celery. I guess I could try it. I prefer pie, but I've been meaning to diet. Whatever you say, we'll do it your way, okay? And when we meet the Cybermen, I swear I won't be afraid. Okay, yeah, I probably will, but I can help. I have gold, and I've heard it's pretty bad for the health. Plus, I'm good at math. I studied English lit. And string theory almost makes sense to me a bit. I can be an asset with the talents I bring. I can even dust all the little circular things. And I'll tidy up and sweep all the TARDIS hallways. Because how far back do those things go anyway? You can do your thing. I trust your expertise. Just let me have a fling in the zero room, please. I can't wait until I hear the whir and zoom. I assume that you have plenty of room. I wanna ride in the TARDIS, I wanna go the farthest. I wanna see a caveman produce his first harvest. I wanna see a dinosaur, a minotaur, go on tour around the universe and see who's headed the hardest. I wanna see how the mysteries are solved. I wanna meet an alien and shake his hand or whatever it's called. I wanna see what brought an end to the dinosaurs' time. Alright, that was Adric. Never mind. All of creation's a potential vacation, from primordial ooze to an advanced space station. Just think of all the things that I don't know about yet. And while we're at it, can I have a troglodyte as a pet? I promise I won't ever interfere with your career. I'll come along and I'll be out of your way, way over here. And you can keep doing whatever it is that you do. But now I'm in this too, so open the door and I'll be your new companion. And we can see the galaxy from end to end. And at the least, can you please take me back to yesterday so I can buy a lotto ticket for today? I wanna ride in the TARDIS, I wanna go the farthest. I wanna see a caveman produce his first heart. What do you say, Doctor? Can I come along?
No. I've already had one treacherous redhead in the TARDIS. I don't need another.
And we're back with another flashback, of course. Oh, I gotta think what mine is.
What was yours?
You've had all this time.
You've had all this time.
Come on now, you've asked us.
We used all the good ones, see?
Yeah, I know. I gotta say, probably one of my favorites. I'm going to have to dip into TARDIS Interruptus a little bit.
Yay!
The first big one we got, really, our interview with the Fifth Doctor, Peter Davison.
Mm. Yay!
Yes. Mm-hmm. Having tea with the...
Tea time with the doctor.
Yeah.
He made, at the time, what was a pretty crappy time at the convention, because it was before Phantom Fest kind of got their feet going. They've improved tremendously over the years, but at this year, this was before they got the convention center. Everything was kind of just haphazard, couldn't find anything. But this was like the Sunday of the con, wasn't it? It's like the last day, and
I had no voice.
Yeah, no voice. But enough to go up and ask the lady, "Can we sit down and talk to Peter?" Because you got the interview, Christina.
I did.
So, our interview with the Fifth Doctor.
Hi, Peter.
Welcome back to the show, where we have a very special treat for you guys. The Fifth Doctor himself, Peter Davison. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
So, have you been having a good time at the convention?
Yeah, I've been having a pretty good time. I realized how hot it was here in Louisville when I got off the plane. But apart from that, I hadn't been out of the hotel until dinner time last night. And I walked out and it just hits you like this extraordinary heat.
Yeah, well, I think we had a record. I think it hit 105 yesterday.
Yeah. Right? Well, for me, it's a nice change from Britain, which is very cold at the moment, even though it's summer. So it's nice to be here now, and I've had a nice time. Had a very good a question-answer thing yesterday, which was fun.
You've been here at the convention, and I know you do these things on quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What's probably the one thing no one's ever asked you about your time on Doctor Who?
No one's. I don't know that there is a single aspect of my time as Doctor Who that no one's ever asked me about. I think I probably have to wait for that question to come along to answer it effectively. I mean, what I do notice is that what I sometimes even complain to the fans and the audiences of the question and answer is that they, you know, because of your time as Doctor Who, you have certain particular stories that happen, things that happen to you, and because I guess they like those stories, they will ask you the same question over and over again. So I have, and you give the same answer. And when you try and say, look, I've answered this question at yesterday's panel, they go, no, answer it again. So you find yourself repeating the same stories, and they love it. So in some ways, I think that almost the problem is that they don't always search for different questions. I think sometimes they're actually very content to have you answer the same questions. Having said that, the question and answer here was quite good because it wasn't specifically to Doctor Who. You know, we had Colin Ferguson from Eureka. And so the questions were, in a way, more broad-based because, you know, they were quite often questions for all of us. So,
you know, when you were on the show of Doctor Who, did you think that it would become or stay this much of a icon for as long as it has, going in for almost 50 years now?
No, certainly not. And indeed, when I did Doctor Who, I said to Patrick Troughton, did you think that Doctor Who would be running for this long? Because by that time I was doing it, and that was several years, and he said no. So no, I mean, who knows when it would end? It had, of course, its hiatus. And it was sort of effectively cancelled. But I always thought it would come back. I always said to them, whenever I was asked the question, that I think it would just take, you know, if you just wait long enough, the desire is there. It's such a iconic program in Britain, and quite apart from its popularity in America, that it, you know, eventually it would be remade, and it's been done, you know, very, very effectively.
Kind of become a little bit of a family business?
Yes, I guess it has, yeah, because my daughter was in the new series, and there she met David Tennant, and then they eventually started going out together, and then they got married, and they have a very beautiful baby.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
It's unique, I guess, to have two actors that have played the same role, you know, in the same family.
Oh, it must be very bizarre for Georgia. Although I always said to Georgia, you know, I think that's part of the reason that David was, apart from the fact she's very beautiful, part of the reason that David found himself attracted to her was because she was not overawed by the fact that he was the Doctor. I think it's very difficult. It's surprisingly difficult, you know, when you're meeting people and you are this is an iconic figure or you're very well known, to find someone who's not a bit kind of cowed by it. But Georgia, of course, had her father who's Doctor Who, so she really was very much at ease with the whole idea that he was you know, famous and the Doctor. So I think that added to the sort of...
You've been a part of Doctor Who that has still this ongoing iconic series, and now you have taken a role on another series that's a little more of an icon here in America.
Oh yes, Law and Order. Law and Order UK. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That kind of issue.
Yes, I suppose I didn't quite realize the extent of Law and Order in America until I actually was offered the part. And I went looking for an American episode and found there were about six different series.
So was it like switching from, like, saying being on the iconic series of Doctor Who to another mainstay of at least American television, Law and Order?
Mm. Well, it was very, very different in many ways. I mean, the thing that I liked about Law and Order, and the reason I wanted to do it, was it's a series... I get very, very frustrated nowadays with a television programme, certainly in Britain, where it's a hospital drama or it's a police drama, but in fact it isn't. It's just effectively a soap opera about, you know, who's having an affair with who's in love with who, and who's having whose baby, but it within the cast. And the thing that I liked about Law and Order was it wasn't like that. It was simply it was the story. It was a sort of procedural, if you like, series, and it kept... Everyone had a character, of course, but it kept well away from inter-office relationships, and it was really about what it was about. So my approach to it was simply that. You know, he's the head of the Crown Prosecution Service, and it's his job to decide whether there's enough evidence to prosecute, and if they have enough evidence, what the charge will be. And they won't do that unless they know they have a fairly good chance of conviction, and that's a fascinating thing. It's very different from the world of sci-fi, which where your imagination knows no limits, and that's the brilliant thing about sci-fi, is that, you know, it has an enormous and endless possibilities.
And yet somehow you managed to get teamed with a companion as well.
Yes, that was fairly extraordinary, I have to say, yeah. And people ask sometimes, you know, do we ever talk about Doctor Who? And they go, well, you don't really. Apart from the fact I did do a convention in Los Angeles, Gallifrey, and I'd done this funny little video for them. And I did a when I was coming over, and I got Freema to appear in my little video.
Nice.
for about 15 seconds. But that was fun.
Well, we don't want to take up all your time here. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Pleasure.
But I do have one question that I do have to ask. You know, okay. We've been watching all the series of Law and Order UK. And we know something interesting about your character's office. Mm-hmm. There's four color swatches that look like he's getting ready to paint the office.
Yes.
And he hasn't decided which color it is.
I don't remember if the original... I don't think even the original episode, the original scene was in there, was it? Was it? Because originally there was a scene, which we shot, where I just started the job and I couldn't decide which color to paint the office. But then what happened, as quite often happens in television, is they moved the episodes around. Mm-hmm. And so they couldn't possibly have me doing that after I'd already been in the office for 6 months. So that I think they cut the scene. Mm-hmm. But the original scene was I'd painted various parts of the office different colours and said, what colour do you think? And I was more preoccupied with that than any of the cases. You know.
I just like it because it's one of those... It makes it more real,
yeah,
I guess.
You're right.
Because there's a little character note that... Every once in a while, when someone's walking by the door, yeah, there's these four little
no one has ever quite got around to painting the office. That's the really sad thing. And that's very much like true life. In fact, it's rather like my house. I'm not sure there's not bits of that in my house, actually.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show and joining us here on TARDIS Interruptus.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And have a good rest of the day and thank a safe you. Journey home.
Okay. Thank you.
And all the best to the family.
Thank you.
I used to watch Quantum Leap every night with my girlfriend. Al and Sam, they leaped through time, and I felt like they were my best friends. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance of a broken heart. Scott Bakula never played Dracula. Down the smack, you love. I'm a bad guy. Well, he was honest and sharing and loving and caring. The kind of guy who would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so damn sensitive. And I'm not Scott. Sweet enough to tame the fire in that self-empowered Murphy Brown chick. I even watched Lord of Illusions, even though I thought that movie kinda sucked. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance that the ending's sad. Scott's back, you love. Never smoked crack, you love. Play quarterback, you love. And necessary roughness. Well, he was honest and sharing and loving and caring. The kind of guy who would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so freaking sensitive. And I'm not. I'm not.
He's cool enough to star in sci-fi. Well, he's man enough to helm a starship. And I'm the type of guy who would feel up the fucking chick. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance that I'm a prick. Scott Bakula never played Blackula. Played quarterback, you love. Necessary roughness. Well, he was honest and sharing and loving and caring. The kind of guy who would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so freaking sensitive. And I'm not, and I'll never be a Scott Bakula. I'll never be a Scott Bakula. I'll never be a Scott Bakula. No one can love you like Scott Bakula can love you. I'll never be Scott Bakula.
I'll never be.
Possesses all the traits that I sorely lack.
I'll never be.
Sometimes I just want to punch him in the sack, you love. Cause I'm not Scott.
Oh, guys, it's time to wrap up the show. You know, it's been 500 episodes or
wow.
more by now.
I can't believe it.
Or so.
Yeah, 10 years, gang.
Yeah.
Over 10 years now.
Wow.
Yikes.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Final thoughts. Christina Skyping in from the land of Cleve.
It's been a long time since you guys started, you know, your 4 a.m. recording sessions.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, because you were still at 32.
Whoever would have thought we'd have been going this long, and it's been a great experience, and the stories and the weird things we've watched and eaten and done and seen, and it's just been great. And thank you to all our listeners who have stuck with us from the beginning, or even if this is your first episode, oh Lord help you.
Yeah.
But thank you to everybody.
Adam?
It's been a wild ride. You know, I didn't start from the ground floor.
Pretty damn
but,
close.
Yeah, I was brought in on the first few floors, I think, at some point.
I think you're in double digits.
And was that?
Yeah,
I think so. But it's been awesome. You know,
you're right around the freaking corner.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just the weirdest thing to kind of coordinate on the fireflyfans.net board. Figure out that we were right around the corner from each other. Hosting the forums, I think, for pod culture on mm-hmm. bluegrassbrowncoats.net. meeting you all, getting to know you every 2 weeks or so, coming here and you know, recording and shooting the shit and eating weird stuff and talking about movies and comics and TV shows and Tough Mudders and all sorts of, you know, crazy stuff.
How many are you going for now?
What's that?
What, you got one coming up?
Yeah, it'll be my fourth.
Fourth? What color?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Okay. Oh, Mister,
yeah.
I'm only
going to
do one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, this is his last
one,
too.
You can't just do one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy ass.
So, and it all started, gosh.
With the Big Bang?
Yeah. I guess it was 9 years, nine-ish years ago.
Yeah, nine-ish years ago.
Because I remember talking about my Stargate SG-1 marathon.
Holy
shit.
Yeah.
And then she and I did that. One friend of mine in California sent us the first season, I think.
Yep.
And we went out at like 11 p.m. trying to find season two because it ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I think we watched the entire 10 seasons in a little over a month.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know about the 10 seasons. We watched the whole first season in a weekend.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember that one because the pilot had boobies.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yes. Because right. It was on HBO.
HBO.
The first couple seasons?
Yeah, first two or three, I think.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it's been great, and looking forward to more.
Yep.
Crystal?
I'm a newbie at this, but I've really enjoyed it. I wish I'd been here the last 10 years, because it seems like it's been a great ride for you guys, and a lot of fun, a lot of, like you said, shooting the shit, having a lot of great time, just hanging out, talking about the things that are fun and interesting, and I hope that I can continue in the future. This has been great.
You're going to marry into the show.
I'm going to marry into the show.
Exactly. Show-in-law?
Yeah.
I mean, show-in-law.
I mean, did you all think 9 years ago, little Adam, you know, would be married in 10 years? Little Adam. You know, he's 6'6".
Yeah, because I was just coming out of it. When I first started on the show, I was just coming out of a breakup of a serious relationship, and now here I am, getting ready to get married.
Getting married, wow. Yeah.
Run.
And Glenn got married in the course of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't count because he's been with Carly like 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That.
You're clean. Get out. You really got to get her on the show one of these days.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
One of these days, we'll trick her.
Trick her up.
Damn. I thought we were going to be able to do it at Fandom Fest or something when she came up, but no. But Glenn, final thoughts, bud?
Yeah, it's been a great time. It's a great excuse to buy cool toys and talk about them and watch crappy movies and force other people to.
That part he really enjoys.
Thank you and fuck you at the same time. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You have a copy of Robo Vampire.
Yeah.
Tonight was the exception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's been a couple of good ones.
Well, there has been
I think
a couple
this has been the
honestly,
best.
Honestly,
I've
had two
been
decent ones in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think this has been, the last one we saw with Brink was.
Yeah.
Was that good.
Just to see Brink.
Sorority Babes and Slime Hole?
No.
It was
Teenage Exorcist.
Teenage Exorcist.
Lordy. That's
right.
Lordy.
Plays guitar riff here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's an awesome theme song, actually.
And think of all the great fandoms that have come and gone over the years, the things that we've been into, the shows we've been following, and the cool people we've met at conventions and things, to be able to talk about that and share that with people.
Our Dragon Con adventure.
Oh my God.
That is something that I would have never have had if it weren't for this show. That was amazing.
Doing absinthe and then going out and seeing two Tinkerbell chest bump.
And then seeing Herschel on the elevator and then meeting Sylvester McCoy.
Oh my God, the Sylvester McCoy. And the, you didn't deliver it better. He goes, it was your.
Go find it. Go out there and find adventure. But first, figure out what fucking planet it's on.
Oh my God. Because, of course, with Dragon Con, take a drink. You learn the. Learn really quickly to use the shiny magic elevators.
Yes.
Cheaters.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the thing is.
Nobody questions you if you look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, act like you know what you're doing. No one ever says anything.
Yep.
Are they like the staff elevators?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, especially at the Marriott where there's a certain central core bank of elevators. And then there's this concrete block room in the middle of it. In that room is the service elevators.
Hmm.
So you kind of got to go around to this little back door and go in. And usually you'll see the wait staff going through and everything and.
They don't know. They just assume
you're...
yours
yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, we rode down the elevator with Herschel.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the season.
Yeah, me too.
Lo and behold.
Then Herschel bought it not too long
I
after
I knew
that.
It. I knew. I called it. I was like, judging by his reaction, I called it. Anyway.
But looking ahead, I mean, look, this... golden era of geekdom that we're in.
Oh, my God.
Thinking about all the great genre shows, almost every show on TV is genre now. I can't watch it all or so much.
Yeah.
Who would have thought a network would redo everything, boom, one block?
CW, with all the great DC TV shows that are on, all the great Marvel movies that are out.
Oh, my God.
Marvel TV shows?
Marvel TV shows.
Because they released a teaser for Luke Cage now.
I mean, if you take a, you know, the show's been going on 10 years. 10 years ago, our TV was not in the state that it is now.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We are in such a better place than we ever have been.
Yes.
It's a little depressing every time I come on the show and realize, unless I, you know, break all my arms and legs and have to be laid up for 2 months, I'm never going to get caught up on anything.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. There's just too much good stuff.
I have terabytes of TV that I will never watch.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Gosh.
Yeah.
It's not a horrible problem.
No, it's not. I mean, it's easier than a shit ton of DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once on the size of a paperback, you can hold more than what I have here. Yeah. But, you know, any final thoughts there, Andy?
Well, I mean, if Adam came in on the second or third floor, I guess I came in on the fifth or sixth floor. I mean, between Adam and Crystal, I guess, there kind of came in, you know, bluegrassbrowncoats.net. Showed up to your house once.
Did you say dot net?
Net. I heard dot net.
You're speaking Russian again.
Russian for no.
I had that bubble.
Yeah, we had a gathering of bluegrass brown coats, like, people at
your house,
the Boyer's
and
house.
And I swear I was looking for that T-shirt that you gave me that day. I know it's in the house somewhere. I just couldn't find it for tonight.
Yeah, a bunch of T-shirts made up and
for bluegrass brown coats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Made awesome. A logo cool. And everything. Yep. And it's silkscreened and.
And that's kind of, you know, came on and realized, hey, there's a pod. What's a podcast? And then started just. You know, getting into a whole bunch of podcasts, which, you know, that interferes with all my darn TV watching and listening to all these podcasts.
You can listen to podcasts where you're playing English.
Yeah, I could. It's bad enough that I drive and play English. I probably shouldn't listen to podcasts.
You probably shouldn't drive and play English. It's probably a little safer what I do, and I sit on my couch and play English because I have a portal right across the street.
There is a term, couch portal. Yeah, and you have the great one, right? Literally.
That's what you've been doing. Okay.
Yeah. literally, it's not 30 feet, about 50 feet out the door.
Yeah.
And you have a
range of, portal,
you know, 20 right meters on your game. But, I mean, this was just a, you know, to quote Dr. Horrible, crazy random happenstance.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful one it's been to kind of just find people to geek with, you know, like-minded folks, and it's been wonderful. Even when I'm not on the show, I'll listen to the show. So, you know, I just don't like listening to the ones I'm on because it's like, I said that? Damn.
It was the alcohol.
I thought that was my inner monologue.
It was Red Bull.
That was out loud.
Damn it.
Yeah. Again.
A lot of times I get confused on what was said on the show and what was said between segments.
So, same here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Like the Adam and Christina show.
Well, sometimes the chicken scratches are the.
It looks like poo culture.
Funny. Yeah.
That has got to be one of my favorite of all our needle scratches. Is Paul McGann making fun of our business card?
No, I think my favorite of the celebrity needle scratches is Alan Tudyk.
Ah, that's crap. No, that's not a needle scratch. That's in this old bumper.
No.
Ah, that's crap. And
I can do better. Please, give me another chance.
I'm a leaf up.
Hey, you just celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Alan. You just had a birthday a couple days ago.
Yeah, cool.
My final thought, it has been a long, crazy, fun ride, and it'll keep going, and thanks to the miracle of technology, you know, even though she's 364 miles away, Christina can still be part of the show.
Yay!
I'm surprised you didn't have it down to the tenths of a mile, but okay.
I'd have to pick it, the Emma doesn't have a tenth.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
But I could probably, Google Map it and it would tell me.
And I would like to say a special thank you, because had it not been for me correcting Brad in something he said that was factually incorrect...
Which is quite a bit of the show.
Actually on the show at all, I was just, the note-taker.
Oh, yeah.
When it was just Adam and Glenn. I mean, it was just Brad and Glenn in the beginning. And I thought, I never want to be on a show because it'll make me too nervous and whatever. And you know what? It was just an even flow, and it's been great. It was the V for Vendetta episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was your
first episode. Yeah, it was like episode 7 or 8. Something like that. Because she was in the room for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taking notes, and then she would say something. I'm like, well, if she's not talking, might as well mic her up. And
I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, no, we're going to mic you up. Because it's dead and out. Back when I cared about it.
No, please don't.
You took so long to edit back in the day, you poor thing.
Well, we've also gotten it down to a science now, too.
No, you used to spend as much time editing as it took to record.
No kidding. Now that's why we have evolved into segments where I can tell the beginning and end.
Right.
Drop them in, unless there is something really bad. I don't have to edit much out, you know.
And the people that we've met through the show too, mm-hmm. like Tracy and Mike and
yeah. DK and Mike.
Billy and
yep.
Billy.
Yep.
The show, yeah.
Gary from Jacksonville, you know,
all the people that have visited us, here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick.
Tony, yeah.
Richard.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll think you knew all them before then.
But yeah, Nick and Richard.
Nick and Richard.
We got to figure something out because Nick's highly allergic to cats.
Oh,
so we got to get him back at some point.
He's double screwed now.
Yeah, no kidding.
especially cut another fart.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. Cat farts. And
I'm so glad I took that picture.
That was
great. That was awesome.
We started off as an independent podcast, and we got invited to join Farpoint Media, and a lot to thank for them.
Yeah.
It was a big influence in meeting folk and
networking.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
And when that relationship ended, circumstances happen. Shit happens. We were independent for a little while, and then we became a part of Fog, joined Fog. And I think that has been probably one of the single best things that's happened to us. Because we have a...
Thank you, Fog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Orange Lounge Radio and Bobby's Blackwell Show, the big at least influences on me, and especially Orange Lounge Radio, the feel of that show has influenced how we kind of do pod culture quite a bit. And it was a big honor to be part of the first wave that they added on.
Yeah, yeah.
And our own little almost Farpoint Media reunion night, because we have Critical Myth opening up on Mondays, British Invaders right smack in the middle, and then we close out the night. And that's been kind of cool. And it has just been a crazy ride, and who knows? Maybe we'll do 500 more.
Woo!
Here's to 500 more.
Yeah.
That's another 10 years, guys.
I'll probably still be in this fucking apartment.
Jeez, I'll be 50.
Wow.
Shut up! And on that note, after 500 episodes, we are... out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Bros for Danya.
Bye.
Do 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 do.
Next.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, Equal Opportunity Geekness. As we break the equipment.
Whack! We're recording, but we're short a microphone.
Actually, it is recording.
It is recording.
We're like the fish. fish. Bam.
Okay. All right, let's do a show.
Sorry. Lala.
I didn't touch it. It just didn't.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Green Lantern was pissed.
Green Lantern didn't like it at all.
He don't want no damn cuttlefish jerky either. He's like, that's just nasty.